Okay, we are holding on Chagiga Yud Dalid. We're picking up three lines from the top with V'Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. So continuing the pasuk that we'd said on the previous daf, Asher Kumtu, literally the ones who were snatched, right? That they were taken. Livracha Hu Dichsiv is written for a bracha. It's not referring to lowly, cursed people, but it's referring to people who are blessed. Eile Talmidei Chachamim Shemeh These are the Talmidei Chacham who shriveled themselves. That's what they're Kamtin. They make themselves small. They deprive themselves of sleep in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megala Lehem So the Olam Haba. Hashem is going to reveal to them secrets, Sisrei Torah, in the next world. Shneemar, like the pasuk says in Iyov, Nahar Yutzak Yisodam, that a foundation, Yisodam, was poured out as a stream. This is implying that Hashem is going to give them with an abundant amount of knowledge of secret things, of sod. So yisod, which means foundation, is a remiss, the idea of sod, secret things. Amar le Shmuel lechia barav. Shmuel said lechia barav. Bar Arya, your son of great ones. Talkam, emalachim, say to you, milsa de mahani mili ma'alusuya dehave amar avuch. Something amazing that your father used to say. Kol yom v'yoma, every day, nivroin malchi asharis minhar dinur, that malachim were created from this river, the Dinur River, va'amre shiro uvatle. They would say a shiro, then they become, they cease to exist, they become bottle. Shne'mar, chadoshim levakarim rabba umunasecha. Pasuk in Eicha, that means they're brand new every morning. Right? How great is your faithfulness? So this is actually one of the reasons the Rishonim give for why we wash Netilas Yadayim. That's not why what we're talking about over here, but that the idea is about that we also being created brand new each day. We're a Bria Chadosh, and therefore we have to wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning. But here, what's this mean, this idea about the Malachim being created brand new every day? Upligi Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. This argues on what Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said. Amr Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Kol dibur v'dibur shi'ayitim pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with every dibur, every word that came out of the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nivur mimenu malach echod, that created a malach. Shne'mar, b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu, uvruach piv kol tzva'am. By the mouth of Hashem, that made the shemayim, the heavens, and by the breath of His mouth are all the hosts, the tzva'am. So the hosts of shemayim, those are the malachim, they're created from the mouth of Hashem, not from this Nahar Dinors. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to go and work out psukim that seem to, at first glance, to contradict each other. Kosev Echadom. One pasuk says in Daniel, Levushe kislag yichivar, usar reshe ka'amar nike. His clothing was like white snow, and his hair was like pure white wool. Okay, so that's one pasuk. Sounds like, again, this is all anthropomorphism, so Hashem is not physical, but describing Hashem with white hair. Kasiv and Apostle says in Shir Hashirim, Kvutsoisav Taltalim Shechorus Ka'orev. His hairs are curled, they're black like an orev, like a raven. So what is it? Is it white hair? Is it black hair? Lokasha, there's no difficulty. Kan be yeshiva, kan be milchoma. One is when Hashem is sitting in Shemayim, right? That's the pasuk that Daniel is talking about. And one in Shir Hashirim is when Hashem with black hair, that's when he's referring to Hashem as fighting a war. Is an ish milchama to Amar Mar ein lechon noa be yeshiva el zokein. There's no one better to be learning Torah as a zokein than old man zeshikon a chochma, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin. It's a sign of a wisdom. The ein lechon noa be milchama el a bocher. But for the best one to fight wars is a bocher. They're strong. So whatever it is, the idea the Gemara is saying is that whatever metaphor is more appropriate to use in that context to describe Hashem. And again, these are only metaphors. It's not really a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that's what we use it. It should be a praise to Hashem. So when it's more of a praise to talk about with white hair, like an old man, that's it. When a young man, it's used with the reference to black hair. And again, Ksivech Adam. Another part says Karsiye Sivivin Dinur. His throne is on fiery flames. Because of Echadom, another pasuk says Ad di kar savan rimav va'atik yomin yisiv. The thrones are placed in the ancient days, at the atik yomin, right? So it sounds like there's more than one throne. There's two. So what is it? So lokasha echelo ve'echel David. One is for Hashem, and one is for David. So it doesn't mean for David himself, it means for the Inyan of David, which represents in Sphiros that Inyan of Malchus. That's the way the Mephoshim explained this out. Echelo ve'echel ledavi. I'm sorry, Kidatanya, right? Echelo ve'echel ledavi divrei Rabbi Kiva. That's the way that Rabbi Kiva reconciled these two different psukim. Amalei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Akiva. Admasai ata oise shchina chol. For how long are you going to make the shchina to seem like it's chol, it's profane, you're presenting like you could sit next to it? Ella echa ledin ve'echa letzedakah. No, yes, there are two different thrones, but one is when Hashem is judging the world with din, and one when he's judging it with, he's working with tzedakah, with righteousness. So now the question is, Kibla mine? Oh, lo kibla mine. Did Rabbi Kiva accept this or did he not accept this? So tashma, let's figure it out. Ech the din ve'ech le tzedakah did Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that one throne is for tzedakah and one is for din. Sounds like he accepted it. Omul Rabbi Loza ben Akizaria, Akiva, malachach etzel hagada. Why are you giving shiurim and drushes in the realm of Haggadah? That's not your area of expertise. Klach be mi dabarosecho, eitz on Nagoyim va'ahalos. You should take your words and go to concepts of Nagoyim and Ahalos, Tumen Tahara. That's your level of expertise. So you see, it's not a modern day phenomenon. The Gemara recognizes that there were certain chachamim who had specialized areas, and that's where they excel in. Ella echa the kisei ve'echa lis rafraf. The one is for a seat, and one's like a small seat. Kisei li'yeshiv alav. The seat is for Hashem to actually sit in it. Shirafraf, what's that little footstool? Lahadoim ragli. That's for his feet. Shne'emar l'hashamayim kisei va'aretz hadoim ragli. The heavens are my kisei, my throne, my chair, and the earth is my footstool. That's the small one. That's the pasuk in Yeshayahu, in Samech Vav. Okay. So now, the Gemara earlier talked about what Madregi had to be in order to be learning Sisrei Torah. So, ki also Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi, we know, used to come back and forth from Eretz Yisrael and bring back teachings to the Chachamim who lived in Bavel, in modern-day Iraq. Ki also Rav Dimi Amar, Shmona Esrei Klolos, Kilel Yeshaya Es Yisrael. Yeshaya cursed the Bnei Yisrael with 18 curses. V'lo niskaru radaito. But his mind wasn't settled. He wasn't satisfied until to send the curse of the following pasuk. Yirhavu hana'ar bezokin, v'hanikle b'nichbad. That the child will behave disrespectfully towards a zokin, towards an elderly person, and a nikle, a lowly person, will behave the same way against the nichbad. So why is that given such a yishuv hadas? Because he realized that's opposite the natural order. In a normal, healthy, functioning society, children respect their elders, and a lowly person doesn't disrespect an honorable person. So when Yeshayahu said this, he realized the whole Seder is v'nahapachul, everything's upside down. So that's why he had yishuv hadas when he got to this final point. Shemona esrei klolos ma'inin. What are they? Dichsiv, the pasuk says, the whole pasuk here in Yeshayahu Gimel. Kihine ha'adon Hashem tzavakos mesir mirushalayim miyehuda mashen umashena kol mishan lechem v'chol mishan mayim gibor v'ish milchama shoyfi denavi v'koseim v'zokin sar chamishim nesui fanim v'yoitz v'chochem v'charoshim unavon lachash v'nesati na'arim serehem v'sa'alulim yimishalu vam. Okay, so it's a long pasuk here. Well, it's a translation. Behold, the Master, the Lord of hosts, will take away from Jerusalem, from Judah, support and staff, every support of bread, every support of water, the mighty man, the man of war, the judge, the prophet, the diviner, the elder, the captain of 50, the man of favor, the counselor, the cunning charmer, the skillful enchanter. I will make children their princes, and babes shall rule over them. Okay, so that's a little translation. That's Pesukim Aleph through Dalet. So now it's going to explain all Pidrush what each one of these things are talking about. Mashein. So what's a mashein? That's the support. Eila bali mikra. These are the people who know chumash. Masheina, the staff. Eila bali mishnah. Those are the ones who were masters of the mishnah. Kigon Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema vechaverav. Like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his colleagues. Pligubor Rav Papa Rabbanon. So Rav Papa and the Chum had a machlokus on this particular matter. Chad Omer Sheish Meos Sidre Mishnah, the Chad Omer Sheva Meos Sidre Mishnah. So Rav Papa and the Chum had whether there was 600 orders of the Mishnah or whether it was 700. Now we only have six. We have to talk about Shas, this Shishay Sidre Mishnah. Out of the six Mishnayos, the Siddurim, the way to remember them is Zman Nakot. Zion is for Zroim, Mem is for Moed, the Nun is for Noshim, the second Nun is for Nezikin. The way I teach it, it gets a laugh We always point out that Noshim comes before Nezikin. First comes women and then come damages. It's a joke, but it gets the kids to remember it. Then after that is Zman Nakat, Nun, Kuftes, Kochim, and Taros. So those are the only six we have. But here, Agamor is talking about 600, 700. So in the context, it means that they had this amount of Sisri Torah. We have Alpinigla, the revealed area of the Torah, we have six. But in terms of Nister, there was 600 or even 700 according to this. Okay, back to the Gemara. Kol Mishan Lechem, anyone who supported the bread, Eile Bali Talmud. Those are the masters of Talmud. Shnemar, Lechu Lachamu, Belachmi, Ushasu B'yayin, Mesachti. Eat my bread and drink the wine that I have mixed. Vechol Mishan Mayim, everyone supports of water, Eile Bali Agada. Interesting that water is compared to the Agada. Shemosh Chin Libo Shel Adam Kit Mayim Va'agada. Because everybody likes Agada. It draws people's heart. Water draws. It flows. It's, you know, everyone likes the good a good geschmack piece of Agada. So that's like water. Everyone enjoys water. Gibor, strong one. Zebal Shmuos. That's one who has a master of the halachic tradition. Ve'ish milchama, one who knows how to fight. Zeshi Odea Lisa Velite b'milchamta shel Torah, who knows how to go back and forth and fight the wars of Torah, to argue well. Shofet, the judge. Ze Dayan Shadon Din Emes Lamito. This is the one who gets it to the total truth of the matter. Navi, the prophet. Kimashmo. Okay, that's, we know what that means. It's like it sounds. Navi comes from the word Niv Sifasayim. That's the Rishonim learned, that a Navi is one who has a message. So Niv Sifasayim means he's sharing, giving over what Hashem did. Kosem is a Zemelech. That's the king. So why is he called a Kosem? Shnemar Kesem al Sifse Melech. A divine sentence is on the lips of the king. Zake and Zesh Roy Lishiva. This is a Zake, the one who, as we saw earlier, just with Hashem being referred to that, is the one who is sitting in Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, in learning goes to the Zake, the one who has acquired the most knowledge. Sar Chamishim, the captain of 50s. Sa'alti, great. Sar Chamishim el Sar Chumshin. Read it as one who knows how to engage in the five Chamishi Chumshi Torah. Zesh Yadea Lisa Vlitein the Chamishi Chumshi Torah. Dover Achir, Nelipshat, Sar Chamishim, Kedivir Avahu. What does Rabbi Avahu say? Da'am Rabbi Avahu Mikan She'ein Ma'amidim Miturgaman Al Hatzibur Pachos Mechamishim Shona. We don't put a public teacher unless they're up to 50 years. It's interesting. In Pirkei Avos, we know that 50 years is the amount of time before giving an Eitzah. So the Ger Rebbe said on that, that because after 50 years, you made enough mistakes of your own, you're allowed to start giving people Eitzahs. You know what works and what doesn't work. Okay, Vait in the Gemara, and the Suiponim, one who has favor, Zeh Shenoistin Ponim Ledoro Ba'avuro. This is a person whose generation is shown favoritism because of him. Lamala, right? Above, Kigon Rebbe Chanina Ben Dosa. Lamata, Kigon Rebbe Avahu Ben Kesar. So they're tefilos who are answered. So that's the idea of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and Rabbi Avahu ben Kesar, that they would he would daven. Lamal means for in Shemayim. Lamata means down here. Who would been the Beit Kesar. Rabbi Avahu would go in and argue for the Klal Yisrael, like politics, getting involved in the government officials. Okay, continuing darshing these psukim. Yoetz, the one who gives advice. Shadeh la'aber shanim likvoach kadoshim. That's the one who knows how to figure out and intercalculate when you need to add a year, when you need to add a month, right? There. He's a bucky in the lunar cycle. V'chocham, a wise one, zetamen hamachkim esr boisav. This is a Talmud who makes his Rebbeim smart by asking good questions. Charoshim, little means a charmer, b'shash posech b'divrei Torah, when he starts opening his mouth to share divrei Torah, hakol nasim kechershim. Everyone comes like a deaf. They're quiet. Like some say, they want to listen. They don't want to talk. They want to hear what he has to say instead of offering them. Others mean they're deaf, and those they can't understand the amkus, the depth of his lumdus. Like we find the Gemara says in Erevin by Rabbi Meir. Really, the Chacham should have followed Rabbi Meir, but lo yidorcham sof daita. They couldn't penetrate the depth of his knowledge as far as his arguments were. Unavon, okay, is a skillful person. Zehamevin davar mitoch davar, who can, you know, learn one thing from another. Lachash means a person who is like an enchanter. Zeh sheroi limsala divrei Torah shenitna belachash. This is a person who's worthy of having Torah given over to his. There was seven belachash. Things are said quietly. Things that are said softly. That meaning sisrei Torah, that they should be given over to him. So the Zohar says in the beginning of Parshas Emor, Emor el ha-kohanim, se Emor Emor means, in the Zohar, means belechisha, something that's said quietly. And Rabbi Simon once gave a shmooze where he pointed out that the idea behind that is whenever a person has a maila, has something that's a little bit makes them different, better, more exalted than others, you don't have to flaunt it. So that idea of Emor el Kohanim, of speaking a thing, that's said belachash, according to Zohar. Not to, you know, show off and be, you know, in your face about it, but just to be in a very quiet, unassuming way. So here the Gemara says that the lachash is an idea of the secrets of Torah. This also should be done in an open way. We point out many, many times. These are like the Dapim and Shas that talk about Sisrei Torah and Kabbalah. In general, the people who talk about it don't know, and those who do know don't talk about it. Okay, so we go weiter. We're still working out this pasuk. V'nasati na'arim sarehem. I'm going to make children the princes. So my v'nasati na'arim sarehem. What does it mean the children will be princes? Amar Rabbi Elazar elu b'nei adam shemit no'arin min hamitzvahs. These are the people who are devoid are of mitzvahs. Minar means like they don't have any. These are the types of people that are going to become the leaders of the nations. V'sa'alulim yim shluvam. These babies are going to rule over them. Om Rav Papa Bar Yaakov ta'le v'nei ta'le. Foxes, the sons of foxes. These are inferior people both in terms of their yichus and in terms of their maisim. So Yeshaya wasn't calmed down until he got to this pasuk that the child's going to be rude to elderly people and the lowly person's going to be rude to the honorable people. Like we just said, these are the people who are lacking mitzvahs. Yirhavu b'mi shememula b'mitzvos kirimon. They're going to be rude to people who are filled of mitzvos like a pomegranate. V'anikla b'nichbad yavu misha chamuros doimel alav kikalos. V'yirhavu b'mi shekalos doimel alav kichamuros. The lowly person who, for major things, seem like minor ones, right? In his mind, he takes it so lightly. So he's going to be rude to a person for an honorable person, but they even a light thing they take seriously. They don't trample any mitzvahs. So that's the idea behind the word of kal and kaved, right? The light and the heaviness. It's how they perceive their mitzvos and their averos, right? Okay, continuing now in this perek in Yeshayahu. Amarav Katina afilu b'shas she shalona shal Yushalayim lo pasku mehem bali amono. Even when Yushalayim was falling, the Bali Amon, these trustworthy people, did not cease. Shneemar ki yit pos ish va'achiv beis aviv sam simla lecha katzin tiyelonu. Katzin is like a ruler. It means like this. Devarim shebnei adam miskasim kisimla. The things that people cover like a cloak, right? Meaning words of Torah should be concealed. Yesh dan tachas yadcha. They're under your hand. You're an expert in regards to them. Umachshela hazois, this stumbling block, right? My hamachshela hazois, what does that part mean? Devarim she'ein b'nei adam omdim aleihem ela imkei nichshobahen. That these are things that people don't understand correctly, don't grasp until they made a mistake in it. You know, sometimes a person says something, it's incorrect, and they're pointed out the mistake they made. Well, now they'll remember it, now they get it right. And they wouldn't have understood it so well if they had not made the mistake in it. So that's what it's talking about. Yesh dan tachas yadcha. These will be in your hands. These will be with you. Yisa vayoma hu lemor lo eye chovej vevesi ein lechem vein simla lo tisimuni katzin am. Right? I swear on that day that I'm not going to be a healer in my house. There's no bread. There's no cloak. You're not going to be make me a ruler over people. So yisa ein yisa el lashon shavua. That's like a lashon of taking an oath. Shneemar lo sisa eshem Hashem elokecha. Not to use Hashem's name with it by a shavua. Lo eye chovej. I'm not going to be a chovish as a healer, right? What does that mean? Well, hayisi mechovshe beis hamedrash. I'm not going to be ones who sit in the beis medrash. Ubeisi ein lechem ve'ein simla. My house there's no bread, there's no simla, there's no shirt, there's no cloak. She'ein biadi lo mikra v'lo mishnah v'lo gemara. I don't know anything. I don't know chumash. I don't know mishnah. I don't know megara. So this is showing that even Yushalayim was as lowest level on the spiritually, they would be maskim and admit the truth that they were completely ignorant of anything. The Dilma Shiny Hossam, one second, maybe it's different over there. De'i Amalahu Gamerna, because the person said, yeah, I do know how to learn. So then Amalahu, they say, Beikta, Amalon. Okay, so say something. You're boasting, you're a big Talmud Chacham, so then share something with us. So Havilei Lemeimer Gamar V'Shachach. No, He could just say, I did learn, but I forgot, right? I didn't have my my smartphone on me to Google the answer. I forgot. I don't know the answer to your question. My lo echov, which wasn't mean when it says that I'm not going to be a healer. That would seem to be mashma, implies that he had learned. Lo ehye chovish klal. No, I will not be. I've never learned, right? So you see that there were really people in Yerushalayim that were trustworthy and were honest. Ini, is that really true? V'omer Rava, lo charva Yerushalayim ad sheposku mimenu bali amona. Rava said that Yerushalayim was only destroyed once the trustworthy people were gone. Shnemar, shoktetu b'chutzois Yerushalayim ru'u na udu'u uvakshu b'rechav osecha v'im timtzu'u ish im yesh ose mishpat mevakesh emuna v'eslach lo. Go run around the streets of Yerushalayim and you should see in the streets, the places you could find any man who acts justly, who looks for truth, and I'll be moichel. Right? There weren't any people like that. There weren't anyone. That's the Pesuk Yirmiyahu. Someone says, no, lo kasha, now on the top of Amud Beis, ha b'divrei Torah, ha b'masa matan. One case is talking about in divrei Torah, one's talking about business. B'divrei Torah, havu. When it came to learning, yeah, they were honest. They would admit they didn't know anything, but Masa and Maton, when it came to business, they weren't lohavu. They weren't so honest in that. Okay, now we're going to get back to the Maisa Merkava. Unbelievable story coming up. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a Braisa. Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shahaya Roichiv al Chamor v'haya Mahalech b'derech. So Yochanan ben Zakkai was riding his donkey. V'Rabbi Elaz ben Arach Mechamer Achrav. He was riding a donkey behind him. Amalo, he said, Rabbi, Shneili Perek Echad B'Maisa Merkava. Please teach me a chapter. This is Rabbi Lozor Ben Arach speaking to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Please teach me a chapter in Maisa Merkava. Amalo, Lo Kach Shneisi Lechem. Didn't I teach you? Lo B'Merkava B'Yochid Elaim Kein Hayachacham Maybe Midaito. You can't teach only to an individual who's able to figure things out on his own. So Amalo says, Rabbi, Tarsheni Loimar Lefanecha Dover Echad Shelimadetani. So give me permission to say something that you taught me. In other words, he's asking in a very humble way that let me say over something. You'll see whether I'm worthy or not. So the Gra, based on this Gemara and his Bir HaGra on Hilchos Talmud Torah in Yoredeya, says it seems to be a contradiction over here. He's saying, teach me something. He says, I told you I can't teach you anything because you're not allowed to. He says, well, let me say something that you taught me already. So, Mimonoshach, either he did teach him or not. So he claims, no. Really, what Elazar ben Arach was not saying something over it that he learned directly from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but even when referring to something the Rebbe didn't teach you, you still say it in a respectful way. And he says, I did learn it from you, even though I didn't, but it's a kavod to the Rebbe. So that's what he's saying over here, the way the Gra learns this Gemara. That's the kavod that the Elazar ben Arach is giving to his Rebbe by saying over, teach me something, let me say something, right? Shali madatani, that you taught me. Amar lo, emor. So, okay. So then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, okay, you can teach. Miyad yod Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai me'al hachamor. So immediately he got down from his donkey. V'nizate fiyoshav al heaven, ha'evin tachas hazayis. He got down and he put a talus over his head. He sat on a stone underneath an olive tree. Amar lo Rebbe, mipnei ma yoradata me'al hachamor. So Elazar ben Arach said, why did you get down off the donkey? So Amri, he responded, efshir ata dorish b'maisim rakova. It's possible you're going to be giving over something from the Maisa Merkava. Shechina imanu. The Shechina is with us. Malchei Shara is malavin osana. The angel is going to be escorting us. V'nei erkav ala chamor. I'm sitting on a donkey. It's not the derech eretz. Miyad pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. So he began the Maisa Merkava v'dorish. And he darshened. V'yarda esh min hashemayim. A fire from Shemayim came down. V'sibavo kol halilonos shebasada. And it burned up. It circled really all the trees of the field. And the trees themselves started singing a shira. So someone asks, "My shira amr? What in fact did they say?" Halu es Hashem min haaretz, tanin v'chol tohomos, eitz pri v'chol arazim, hallelujah. Say this. We know this from one of the halukas we say in Pesukei Dezimra. Na naham malach min ha'esh va'amar. So an angel spoke out from the fire and said, Hain hain maisa hamarkava. This is it. Just like you said, you got it right. Omid Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai unashako al roisho. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai stood up and kissed the Elazar ben Arach on his head. V'amr baruch Hashem alokei Yisrael shenosan bein la'avraham avinu shiyadei lahavin lachkor v'lidrosh maisa hamarkava. How fortunate is Hashem, the God, who gave a son to Avram, who knows how to investigate and explain the Maisa Merkava. Yesh no dorish, yesh no mekayim. Some people are good giving good drushes, some people fill it nicely. No mekayim ve'ein no dorish. Some people... Oh, I said that wrong. Let me go back. Yesh no dorish ve'ein no mekayim. Some give a good drush, but are not mekayim it. No mekayim ve'ein no dorish. Some are mekayim, but they don't know how to dorish. Atah, you, no dorish ve'no mekayim. You said it well, and you fulfill it. What you're talking about? Ashrecha Avraham Avinu she'loz ben Arach yotze mechalatzecha. How fortunate you, Avraham Avinu, that we have you have a loz ben Arach coming out from you. G'she'amru hadavarim lifnei Rabbi Yoshua hayahu v'Rabbi Yosi hakoyim mahalchim b'derech. When this story with happened with Rabbi Elazar ben Arach happened to, they told it over to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yosi HaKohen, they were walking, Amru, Afanan Nidrash B'Maisim Rakava. We also will start being Dorish in the Maisim Rakava. Pasach, Rabbi Yeshua V'Dorish, he began to explain, V'Oso Yom Tekufas Tamos Haya, that was like in a hot summer day, Niskashu Shemayim Ba'avim V'Nira Kimin Keshes Be'onon. So the sky became filled with clouds, and it looked like there was a rainbow in the clouds. Haimalchi Asharis Miskabtsin Uvoin Lishmo, and all the Malachim started coming to listen. They were gathering together. Kivinei Adam, like people do, Shemiskabtsin Uvoin Lirois Mi Bi Mazmute Chosim V'Kala. Like they see the simcha, the rejoicing of a chosim and kala, their wedding. Everyone stands around and watches the dancing. So the Malachim are coming to take part and to experience this amazing explanation of the Maisim Rakava. Holach Rabbi Yosi HaKohen V'siper Devarim Lifnei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So he said to him, what happened? V'omer Ashreichem V'ashrei Yoladetchem. Fortunate are you and your mothers who gave birth to you. Ashrei Einei Shekach Ro. Fortunate are my eyes that I got to see students like this who know how to be explaining Maisim Rakava. Va'afani va'atem v'chalomi mesubin hayinu al Har Sinai. I saw in a dream that we were surrounding the Har Sinai. V'nitna aleinu baskol mina shemayim, and a heavenly voice came out, Olu l'kan, and said, "You can come up here. Olu l'kan, come up here. Traklin gadolim umutzos nos mutzos lochem. We have large halls and couches are made up for you. Atem v'talmidechem v'talmidei talmidechem mezumonim leches." Lekas shlishis, you get to come into this third group that you're going to be zoyche to see the shechina. Aini, is that really true? Is this really true? V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer shlosha hartzaosein. There are three levels, three lectures. Right, there were three people, chachamim, that they said that they were able to give over the Kabbalah in Yanim. Rabbi Yeshua Hirtza Devarim Lifnei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. That's the first one. Number two, Rabbi Kiva Hirtza Lifnei Rabbi Yoshua. That's the second one. Number three, Chananya Ben Chachinoy Hirtza Lifnei Rabbi Akiva. So those are the three. The either Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach Lo Kachoshi, but Elazar Arach is not on the list. But we just saw that he gave the drush before Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, right? Lo Kachoshi. So the Gemara says Da Artzi VaArtzu Kame Kachoshiv. They gave drushes and they were also. They gave drushes and people gave drushes in front of them. That's what we're counting. The artsy velo artsu kame, those who only gave drushes and didn't have drushes recited for them, lo kachoshiv, we're not counting them on the list. Ay v'ha, Chananya ben Hachinoy, delo artsu kame v'kachoshiv, but Chananya ben Hachinoy, they didn't give drushes to him, but he is included. The artsy michu kame man artsy, he actually did, but he did give drushes, what? Before someone else in front of his own rabbi, so that's why he was he's included on the list as well. Okay, we'll stop here. But again, the takeaway from these Gemaras is they have to proceed with caution. There's obviously amazing secrets and deep things going on over here, but unless a person is privileged to really understand them, they could be misinterpreted. But we have to, with a healthy dose of humility, to learn the Gemaras, but understand there's much more here than meets the eye. Okay, we'll pick it up next time with the. We'll start with the next Gemara, the famous Gemara of Arba Nichnas Lepardes. But Hashem, that will do it on next week's Shir.